The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Malaysia's opposition leader, Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim, today presented documentation proving his claim of a majority in Parliament to the King. The ruler is now expected to make a decision in the coming days based on the evidence submitted to him. Mr. Anwar said he has the backing of more than 120 lawmakers in the 22-member Parliament. And to help us digest this latest move, we're joined today by Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior Analyst in International Affairs at Solaris Strategies, Singapore. Dr. Mustafa, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's go back in time. An announcement 3 weeks ago, Anwar had declared that he had secured support from a majority of the MPs to replace the administration of Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin, who was appointed Premier in March earlier this year. Now, fast forward to today, and Anwar's met with the King. What do we know about this meeting?
I mean, the details are still quite sketchy, but what we do know is that the ball is now in the King's Court or Istana. The way Anwar has presented during the press conference. So for Anwar, he has presented the documents to say that he now has a majority. So it's now up to the King to peruse those documents and make a decision based on what Anwar has presented to him. So I think right now it shows that the political situation in Malaysia is still in a state of flux. It's still relatively fluid. There is uncertainty on what's going on. And that certainly has an impact on consumer and business confidence in Malaysia. And at a time where we are, where the Malaysians are also dealing with COVID-19, you do also want to boost the economy. So therefore, I think what's happening right now is something that many would perhaps see it as another kind of a political fragility in Malaysia, which they can do without.
And in terms of the details, as you mentioned, we're still awaiting some additional information. At the moment, we only know 120 lawmakers. Do we know any of the names?
Yes, I think that's part of the puzzle right now, is that there's ambiguity as to whether the documents that were given to the King shows just the number or the list of the MPs that make up those numbers. So there is a slight ambiguity there. So right now, what we do not we do not know what the numbers are. And we also do not know who those MPs are. So that's why I think right now, it was several weeks back, we don't really know any much more than what we knew several weeks back. So we are at this point just waiting for more details to come out.
So what will happen next from here? Obviously, the King will play a major role in determining the next move, but what are his options?
I think for the King, he has to peruse those documents that Anwar has given him. But see, the King does not make political decisions, but he certainly wants political stability in Malaysia. And he certainly would rise above party politics and talk to everyone concerned to ensure who has the majority to run the country. But I think he, as many others, would want a political situation that is stable so that the focus can be on combating COVID-19 and also boosting the economy and jobs for the people and all that. So this political situation right now, I think, adds to the social anxiety and is something that we'll just have to wait and see how it pans out. But I think right now what the King might do is he'll certainly take his time. Mm-hmm. And I think he will see the bigger picture, and that bigger picture being that Malaysia is still in a time of crisis in battling COVID-19.
Are we likely to see the King meet with other political leaders in the coming days?
He may well do that, but whether it's in the coming days or slightly later, it's difficult to tell. I think right now he will certainly take his time to produce the documents, looking at what the situation in Malaysia is like. And also certainly now that Anwar has presented these documents, we also have to wait and see what the counter response from the Muhyiddin Yassin government and his coalition is. He certainly, what we do know for for a fact is that he has a razor thin majority governing Malaysia. So he certainly will have to produce or perhaps show a counter response to say that he still holds the reins and has the majority to rule the country.
And there are some reports online that Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin is conducting a press conference as we speak. Do you know any information about that, or what kind of messaging could we expect from him?
I think just as Anwar has doubled down on saying that he has the numbers from several weeks and for the press conference today, I think Muhyiddin Yassin will also do the same and say that he has the numbers and that he still has the majority to rule Malaysia, and that his focus is really on focusing on battling the COVID-19 and what's happening to the economy. But I think, so you will see several of these twists and turns and U-turns in the coming days and weeks, and then we'll perhaps at some point see a clearer picture. But we do see, again, a battle of personalities. You see Anwar Ibrahim here. You see Muhyiddin Yassin. Of course, not to forget Mahathir is also still in the picture. So I think we can expect also certain sweetheart deals to be made behind the scenes, particularly mm-hmm. for the current coalition ruling the country, because as I said, they are only having a razor thin majority right now.
We're speaking to Dr. Mustafa Azuddin, a senior analyst in international affairs at Solaris Strategies, Singapore. Dr. Mustafa, are there conditions for a power grab? And if we were to see a change, when could we see this happen? Could we see a move at the next parliamentary sitting? And I think that's currently set for November 2nd.
I think the power grabbing is something we've already seen in Malaysia. So it's something we certainly cannot rule out that it might well happen. The conditions, well, could be as to whether who has the numbers right now and what the king actually makes, what the decision is made by the king. But like I say, I think he will take his time in making the decision and in a very calm and composed manner, talk to people part of the equation, part of the conversation, and then come up with a decision on what's going to happen. But yeah, I think we cannot rule out a power grab, and perhaps not just one, maybe several power grabs.
Now, Malaysian police were also reported to summon Anwar for questioning over this list of MPs who support his plan to form a new government. Why is that?
I think I think it could be that there are some of the MPs who are on the list who believe they're on the list without being approached, or whether and also not giving their approval to be on the list, and that perhaps there's some malicious intent in coming up with that list. And because Anwar Ibrahim had given that press conference, of course, it's thought there is no evidence to suggest that he has leaked that list. But certainly because he had that press conference, I think it would have been a responsible thing for the police to do, to at least question him on what is going on. Questioning doesn't mean detaining or arresting him, but just to get a clearer picture of what's going on.
And let's talk about the current landscape in Malaysia at the moment, because Malaysia is undergoing a fresh wave of COVID-19. The Prime Minister himself is currently quarantined. So what's really at stake here?
I think it's quite a bit at stake here. I think we do see a fresh wave of COVID-19 infections in Malaysia. That's certainly worrying domestically in Malaysia, and certainly a worrying sign for the government of the day. So the government certainly wants to put a lid on the infections. And it's not just a health crisis, which is the most important, but the fallout from the health crisis. You mentioned that impacts the economy, jobs, and so on and so forth. So I think, and for those things to actually happen, you need political stability. You need political certainty in Malaysia. So I think the quicker the political situation in Malaysia becomes stable, the better it would be for Malaysia and Malaysians going forward.
So last question for you then, Dr. Mustafa. If this doesn't work for Anwar, what's next for him?
I think one of the reasons he's done this is also to show that he remains a central figure in Malaysian politics. And he would also be expected by his coalition, the Pakatan coalition, that, look, we were once in government, we were also in the cabinet, and now we are no longer there. What are you doing about it? So there's some pressure even within his own ranks, within the Pakatan itself, for him to do something about the situation. So I think for Anwar, he will still have a lot of support from Pakatan. I think the litmus test for him is whether now he can get the support from the other side as well, those who may be crossing over to the number that he has suggested. And if he has the numbers, then, he has the justification to say that, look, I'm now, I may be the longest PM in waiting in Malaysian history, but now my time has come for me to rule Malaysia.
I see. Well, Dr. Mustafa, thank you so much for taking the time to provide your insights.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior Analyst in International Affairs at Solaris Strategies in Singapore, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.